Now that was your request from last week. He held me to it, y'all. Amen. Thank you, Dominique. Amen. He said, you're welcome. Amen. God is the giver of life. God is the nourisher of life. God is the extender of life. God is the essence of life. God is the savior of life. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He hung the sun, the moon, and the stars on invisible hinges. He made great oceans out of drops of water. He put the stripes on the zebra, the spots on the leopard, the wiggle in the worm, the twinkle in the stars, the glow in the moon. And so everything that has breath ought to praise him. Because sure enough, he is worthy. Church, he's worthy to be praised. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way, and the truth be told, he watched over me all night long. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Watched over us all night long. Now, if you have your personal copy, the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention back to the place read so beautifully by Brother Ron. Exodus chapter 20. And I'm going to ask you to read along with me verses 3 through 6. And from this text, we're going to extract a thought, a sermonic thought from which to preach. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to read these words after me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that's in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third, fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. I thank the Lord this morning for his powerful word. I thank the Lord this morning for his precious word. I thank him for his priceless word. And yes, I thank him that his word is living. And I thank him that his word is glorious. Amen? Now I want you to repeat this subject that we're going to speak from this morning. Thou shalt have no other before me. Say it again. Thou shalt have no other before me. Once again, thou shalt have no other before me. One of the great ideas or concepts of life is that it is a wonderful thing to be a child of God. It is the greatest blessing, the greatest privilege in life to be called and numbered with the people of God. It's a special thing when you can call God your Father and your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. Amen? Now, regarding this text, historically speaking, God was sharing with the Hebrew people about what a privilege it was to be his people. Out of all the nations in the earth, God used his divine sovereign prerogative, and he chose the Hebrew people to be his special treasure out of all the people upon the earth. And so now God is sharing with them what is expected of them. You know, you need to know how blessed you are to be a Christian this morning. Don't take that for granted. And also we need to understand what is expected of us since we are the people of God. And that was a warning. You know, so there are some things that can prevent us from having the kind of relationship with the Lord that we need to have. That was one thing in particular that was a threat to the nation, and that was the problem of idolatry. And if the truth be told, it was idolatry that caused the downfall of Israel. It was idolatry that caused them to be carried away into captivity in 1722 AD. The northern kingdom was carried away by the Assyrians into captivity. And then Judah, the remaining remnant, about 587 BC, or BC rather, was carried away into Babylonian captivity by the great Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. And this was because they had a fascination with idolatry. You see, the devil can have you following some that ain't even real. And the devil will have you following after some that's false. The devil will have you loving some that can't love you back. You have you loving some that can't do nothing for you. And so Israel was the people of God, but yet their fascination, their embracing of idolatry brought about their downfall. Amen. So of all you're getting, you need to get understanding that God is unique and nothing should come before God. Amen. You got to understand as you live your life, you go from week to week and decide what your priorities are. You got to understand that nothing comes before God. Thou shalt have no other God, because he's a jealous God. He don't want you winking your eye at another God. He don't want you flirting with another God. He don't want you holding the hands of another God. He don't want you giving his praise to another God, or giving his thanks to another God, because I am a jealous God. He said, I'm not going to give my glory to another, because I'm a jealous God, just like any husband would be jealous of his wife. Amen? He don't want her winking an eye at another man. Y'all better come on and talk to me. Is that all right? And God says, I'm the same way. I don't want you, because you belong to me and I belong to you. So three things I want you to see. Number one, I want you to see who I am. Number two, what I have done for you. And number three, what I expect from you. These are three things God is saying. You got to understand who I am. Amen. Like somebody said, Sister Claudia, Maya Angelou said, and we quoted, when people show you who they are, believe them. Is that all right? But you know, Jesus got it right even before Maya Angelou. Because Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. Is that right? So if an apple tree is, if a tree is producing apple, don't think it's a peach tree. I'm trying to tell you that's an apple tree. Amen. And so God is saying, you got to understand who I am, because a lot of people don't know who he is. And amid the thunderings and lightnings, the trumpet sound, the earth trembling and shaking, the great I am, the God of glory, the existent, uncaused God, spoke to the people. Before he even tell you what he's done, he tell you who he is. Amen. And before he gave, in his preamble or in his introductory comments, he explained who he was or who he is, because he is from everlasting to everlasting. He's God all by himself. He's God in a class all by himself. He is so great, words can hardly describe how awesome and how great he is. When you understand how great he is, it makes you want to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And you realize that without him, you can't do anything. I know this is 2015, but I'm telling you, God is still saying, in me you live, you move, and you have your being. I know this is 2015, but God is still saying, without me, you can do nothing. Is that all right? And so we have to understand, he said, I am the Lord thy God who brought you out of bondage. And if we had told the truth today, if I broke free from an issue or a problem, it was God who brought me out. Been some stuff I've been in, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. But he's still making a way out of no way. He's still turning burdens into blessings. He's still turning problems into potential. He's still turning gloom into glory. He's still turning barren deserts into blooming gardens of flowers. Yes, he's still turning dark nights of despair into bright days of hope. I tell you, he's in a class all by himself. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. He is so incomparably great that he can account for every grain of dust on the earth. He is so incomparably great, he can call every star by his name and his number. He is so incomparably great, he has the very hairs of our heads numbered. And sister girl, if you got a weave, whatever you got, he got that too. And all the brothers who let it go, he know what you used to have. Is that all right? He's just that awesome. He can measure the waters in the hollow of his hand. He weighs the mountains in a balance. Amen. All the nations before him are as nothing. And so we need to know who he is. These children. I'm glad that my mama, God rest her soul, when I was a young boy, taught me about the Lord. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
That you had a mother, you had a father who knew something about the Lord. And my mama knew there was a lot of devil in me. Y'all better come on, praise God in this church. Because I ain't the only one. if you told the truth about it. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad I knew who the Lord was. Because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so we must, God knows we must, in a world that's rocking and reeling. We got to train up our children. Amen. Don't let them be cyber savvy and biblically illiterate. Is that all right? You can do all the programs. You can even write programs. But you don't know who the Lord is. And I'm telling you, something is wrong with that picture. You know, one of the great threats of Israel was idolatry. Now, scholars tell us that there were three types of idolatry. Number one, there was artificial idolatry. And that was, and in the text that Brother Ron read, that had to do with gold, wood, and silver. People would worship gold, make gods of gold, the golden calf, make gods of silver, make gods of wood. And so there was the artificial gods. And then there were the gods of the imagination. These were mental constructs or concepts that sometime in your own mind you can make a god. Sort of like Baal and the Ashtoreth. Now, these weren't actually gods because there's only one true God. Ain't but one true God. And don't let nobody fool you and tell you it ain't no God. And whenever somebody tell you it ain't no God, you dealing with a fool. That's Mr. and Mrs. Fool. Is that all right? Well, how do I know that? I know that because the Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And then the third level of idolatry was natural. And that had to do with people beginning to worship trees and animals. In Egypt, they worshiped bulls and crocodiles. That was a man who said he went over to Egypt, and the woman went down to the river, and she had a little child with her, and when she came back, the child was not there, and somebody asked her what she had done, and she said she'd given her baby to the crocodile god. Now, let's show you how the devil will mess you up when you get to following something that ain't right. You see, we have to decide between right and wrong. But we cannot decide what is right and what is wrong. There's a difference. You got people today want to rewrite morality. Only God can tell us what's right and what's wrong. Now, we can decide between right and wrong. I can decide whether I'm going to do it. And I say to a lot of the young dudes who want to be all that, well, going on with your bad self. Amen. But you got to understand one thing. There are consequences for whatever you do. Amen. And so idolatry, he warned them. A warning. Don't have nothing before me. I don't care if you're working two or three jobs. You don't put nothing. Whether you know it or not, that at them two or three jobs you got, God let you work them. Amen. Huh? Amen. And had a hand in you getting it.
Yes,
he the only one can help you to hold down a job without that job holding you down. He the only one can let you live in this world without this world living in you. Is that all right? That's why he's worthy to be praised. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. You can just praise him anytime. Is that all right? Because he's worthy. So he tells the nation who he is. I am the Lord your God. And then the second point is, he tells them about what he's done for them. I want to raise the question, has God done something for you? Has he done something for you lately? Has he done something for you today? Is that all right? Now notice this. Now in this text, he does not, if you're asking somebody to do something, there's got to be a basis of motivation of why they will do it. And so God says to them, first of all, amid the thunder, the lightnings, the trumpet sound, the earthquakes, and it was a sight to behold. Audible, magnificent, majestic voice. The voice was so terrible, the people say, oh, Moses, Moses, tell God, don't speak to us no more, because he gonna kill us. We can't hardly stand him talking to us. And he's so great. You know, the Bible says he's so great. If you saw God in your natural form now, it would kill you. You can't look at him and live. Now, can you imagine how, let me just kind of give you a little glimpse of how great he is. You know how great the sun is? It's a cosmic ball of fire. So the man who created the sun got to be shown up out of sight. And you can't look straight at the sun without causing some serious problem for yourself. Back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, when people were experimenting with drugs, you had some guys out in California were taking that LSD. Y'all all right? And they took that LSD. And that stuff had some folks jumping out of windows. Some folks thought they could fly. Folks were flipping out. And these guys took the LSD and they looked straight at the sun for hours. And when they got through, they were blind. You can't look into that sun. He created the sun. Lord have mercy. Flung the sun way out yonder. And the sun, Galileo said, Brother Sperling, the sun was the center of the universe, and they persecuted him for it. But they found out he was right. And the sun is the center of the physical universe, but the Son of God is the center of the ultimate universe. Christ Jesus. And the reason I know that is because one day on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible say he began to pray. Luke's account say he began to pray. And as he prayed, listen, the fashion of his countenance began to change. His face shined like the sun. Lord have mercy. His clothes became as white as snow. And before they even made, shouted out, Ajax, Borax, Comet, Gain, Febreze. Before they even made that, his clothes were white. And the word of God says, no substance on earth could get them any whiter. That's why I know he's an awesome God. Amen? And what is so awesome, this God came down from glory, stepped down through 42 generations wrapped himself in swaddling clothes in order to rescue me. So he told the nation, look what I've done for you. I brought you out of bondage. Who you think brought black people out of slavery? Jim Crowism, racial segregation, racial discrimination. If your life ever got better on any level, it was because of the Lord. Without me, you can do. Is that all right? He said, remember now, I brought you out of the land of bondage. Amen? Therefore, in view of this, thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen? Well, he's done some for the Christian. God has done some for us. Can we say amen to that? God rescued Israel, and God has rescued me. Can you say amen to that? I've been delivered this morning. I've been rescued. Why? Because Christ died for my sin. Can you say amen to that? Christ was buried for me. And Christ rose again the third day for my justification. Amen? So Christ has delivered me. And view of it, here's what God said I want you to do. I want you to present your body, Lord have mercy, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And I know God is able. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And here's the final thought, church, and that is what I want you to do. Who I am, I'm God. I'm the Lord, your God. Number two, what I've done for you, I rescued you. I rescued the Hebrews. If you've been saved, you've been rescued. Is that right? Can you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah, if you've been saved, you've been rescue. Now here's what I expect of you. He told the Hebrew, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Literally, in addition to me, before my face. In other words, I'm the only true and living God. You're surrounded by idolatry. And you know, we are too in this world. Amen. This world try to get a hold of you. Is that right? Well, God say, thou shalt have what? No other gods. So you got to understand priorities. If you're going to live for the Lord, you got to understand priorities mean that which comes first. You got to understand values. God is the ultimate value. Nothing more valuable than God. God can do more for you than your mama. Hello. God can do more for you than your main squeeze. Hello. Y'all didn't see that coming, did you? I ain't see it either. I don't know where it come from. Is that all right? God can do more for you than your employer. God can do more for you than your BFF, your best friend forever. And you better check that, because they might walk out on you. You ever had a friend you thought was your best friend? And now y'all don't even talk? Oh, come on, talk to me. Is that all right? It can happen, can't it? And that's why we sing that song, I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. Is that all right? So here's what God said I want you to do. I want you to seek first, above all else, the kingdom. Put me first. Amen? Put me first. Who deserves my supreme allegiance? Who deserves my very best efforts? Who deserves my supreme loyalty? is God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have what? No other God before me. And let me say good morning to you. You know, I like oldie goldies. Y'all know I'm an old school type of dude, right? Old school preacher. I'm back in the 60s and 70s when music was really music. Amen. Thank you, Brother Spurley. Yeah, because these young folk, they like that music, don't they? Yeah. Well, back in the day, that was a group called Smokey Robinson and the... Yeah. And he sang a song entitled The Tracks. People say I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside, I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. I heard somebody over there. Come on, Marilyn. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, oh yeah, you'll be able to see. Now watch this. If you see me with another girl, come on. Seeming like I'm having fun. Two steps to the left. Two steps to the right. Bag it up and kick, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Although she may be cute, she's just a... Oh, I thought so. I'm going somewhere with this. Watch this. Because you're the permanent one. Oh, did y'all get that? He said, you are the what? I'm telling you, God is the permanent one. Is that all right? I said, God is the permanent one. Some things, as I said, good morning, some things in life are temporary. Some things are eternal. Is that right? Some things last for a little while. Some things last. If you ever keep sweats that make it last. That's what I thought. Y'all scared to say that? She said, yes. You knew what I was talking about, didn't you? She said, make it last forever, Tina. Amen. I'm telling you that the relationship that we have with the Lord is designed to last forever. Amen. We like to talk about who's number one. We like polls. We like to rank things. Like to talk about who's the most successful. Like to talk about who's the richest. Like to talk about who's the biggest company. Amen. Even in the apostleship, they were fighting over the throne. Who would be the greatest? They were arguing and fighting about who would be the greatest. Well, I want to raise a question. What does God rank in your life? In your own personal poll, where does God fit? Is God number one in your life? Because I still hear him saying, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Anything that interferes with God's place in your life is idolatry. Hello? Anything. I want to say it again. Anything that distracts from God's place in your life is idolatry. You know why? Because he is the permanent one. Is that all right? There is, Brother Lance, no substitute for God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Amen. How many can say this morning, can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I like what Brother West prayed in his prayer. God, Brother West said, Lord, come on, do what you do. Yeah. Oh, I like that, West, because God will do what he do. Now, that ain't good grammar, but that sure is good praying. Is that all right? Because I sure got the point. Can you say amen to that? Thou shalt have, as I go to my seat, thou shalt have no other God before me. Can you say amen to that, church? And he's still speaking. All that day, Brother Sperling, the lightning was flashing. The thunder was rolling. The trumpet was sounding. The earth was shaking. And God said, I am the Lord thy God. I'm the one that brought you out of the house of bondage. I'm the one that brought you from a mighty, mighty long way. Is that all right? I'm the one that brought you up the rough side of the mountain. Is that all right? And he's still speaking with emphatic emphasis. He's still vibrating with truthful urgency. And he's saying, thou shalt have no other God before me, because I am a jealous God. Is that all right? I'm a God that will not allow you to have any other God. And you know, sometimes it's a wonderful thing when people can turn away from that which is false and turn away from that which is misleading and turn to the true and the living God, because there is a wonderful reality in serving a true and a living God. Can you say amen to that? Is that all right? God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you winking your eye at another God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you thinking another God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you worshiping another God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you working for another God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you praising another God. Is that all right? Thou shalt have no other God before me. I don't want you stretching your hands to another God. Is that all right? Because I'm in a class all by myself. Is that all right? Because the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures under all generations. That's why somebody said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It says, serve the Lord with gladness, come into his courts with praises. Then he said, bless the Lord and be thankful, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures under all generations. Can you say amen to that? And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. But not only face tomorrow, I can face the day. Is that all right? Because he lives, all fear is gone. We talked about in the Sunday school this morning, perhaps I'm worried and I'm frustrated because my concept of God is too small. Is that all right? So I said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. For no other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, oh Lord, whether shall I go? Is that all right? Because God, how many can say the Lord made a way out of no way? The Lord turned pain into power. The Lord turned a setback into a comeback. When all my friends forsook me, the Lord took me in. When I was broke, the Lord sent a special blessing with my name on it. Can you say amen to that? When I was on my sick bed, the doctor made the medicine work, man. Yeah. Is that all right? You know, it's wonderful. I heard Dr. J.W. Pitt, that great preacher, at the Woodland Park Church of Christ, and we were talking, and he's a man of faith. And Dr. Pitts told me, he said, Brother Moss, He said, before I administer this diabetic medicine, cupcake, he said, I pray over it. Oh, give me some medicine somebody done prayed over. Is that all right? Oh, before I take my herbs, I pray over it. Before I take my vitamin C, Moniel, I pray over it. Before I drink my green juice, I oh, before I eat my salad, I oh, it's something about praying over it. Amen? So that's the message this morning, beloved. Just stand on your feet. Anything that interferes, you got to put God what? First in your life. You know why? He's a jealous God. When you should be here on Sunday and you ain't here, I said, and you could be here. Let's put it that way. Because sometimes people can't be here because of other challenges. We understand that. But when you could be here, and you ain't, you making God jealous. When you get your check, and you go down to the mall and buy some shoes you didn't intend to buy, oh, help me here. You got to cut back on what you supposed. You see, first of all, here should have come off the top. He says, I'm a jealous God. Amen. Now watch this. Now I'm going to show you how much he loves you. I'm sure how deep it gets. It can get twisted and it can get deep. Y'all ready for this? There was a man one day in love with another man's wife. Y'all do know that happened, don't you? In the real world. Y'all all right? Well, the lady decided, I'm through with this. I'm done. The love ran so deep. The brother basically said, if I can't have you, nobody. Y'all know what he did, don't you? Now watch this. This thing between me and God is so deep. God has already died for me. He loved me so much. As Isaiah said, he was wounded. God was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my. And you gonna play God? I said, you can't play me. I love you so. I must be first. I must be number one. Don't be giving me no leftovers. Amen. Don't be like the man was just so hard to get along with. He told his wife, I want 2 eggs this morning. All right, baby. What you want, baby? Girl, I want 2 eggs. How you want them, sugar? I want 1 scrambled, 1 boiled. All right, baby cakes. All right, sugar pie. And like, all right, lemon pie. She come back white with the scramble and boil and put it down. She said, all right. He said, no! Why? You scramble the wrong one. Now that's a brother hard to get along with, ain't it? But aren't you glad God doesn't deal with us like that? But I want to tell you something. You better understand that God loves you. Oh, he loves you. Oh, he loves you. He loves you. And he says, I'm a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other God before me. That's the message. So whatever you need to do, love him, understand who he is, obey him, and he's going to be well with you. All right? If you do what he said, you're going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't, it's going to be hell to pay. I'm just being real. Amen? You're not saved, you need to get saved because you're under his wrath. By believing the gospel, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, being baptized, you're a child of God and you hadn't been loving the Lord. You're running after other gods. You're winking your eye at other gods. You're holding hand with other gods. You're flirting with other gods. You say, I'm a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other gods. But then when he's been with you, you can sing this song. Still have joy. Oh, Lord, I still have
joy.
Yeah, after all. Oh, I still. How many can say that? Oh Lord, I still have
joy.
Oh Lord, I still have
joy.
You are after all. Oh